Hello, I'm Adrienne Hart, and welcome to King of Kings Lenten Devotions Transformed in Christ. Today is Saturday, April 2nd, and this week we are reminded to be like Jesus with commitment to community. Today's truth that transforms is Jesus makes us one as the church. Our reading is from Colossians 3 and John 13. Colossians 3, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among all you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And John 13, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. How are we transformed in Christ and shaped to be more like him? Drive through any countryside, town, or city, and you'll pass a wide variety of churches. Why so many? Becomes the obvious question. There are different teachings and different denominations. We might even say some have it more right than others. Our human natures enjoy a good self-righteousness comparison. But what does Jesus say? This is the body of Christ. The church is one because of me. That's bigger than finding agreement at a denominational level. It is Jesus making us one despite our differences. Now the differences become assets instead of obstacles. A wide variety of personalities of churches mean that more people without a church home have invitations from people in several types of churches. Jesus calls us to be one. We don't get rid of all our differences, but we do love one another as Christ loved us. This is how I see this truth that transforms working in my life. This is a particularly timely topic in our current world of COVID. For most of us, we thought our lives would be a certain way, and then we ran into a pandemic for which none of us were prepared. It's hard to be as one, to forgive, to be thankful as we live in a time of demarcation with barriers that separates us. We have to work on being Christ-like in breaking down these walls of separation. But as we strive to be as one, it means developing a moral tolerance, a spirit of forgiveness, and a true fellowship of believers of all shapes and sizes. Perhaps you have struggled with these as you have had discussions with someone who's not like-minded, but you can rely on the grace of God to assist you in demonstrating genuine humanness. Balancing it out with those who share your beliefs serves as your support system and bolsters those convictions. So you can see it goes way beyond COVID that only encompasses the world of 2022. We need others in our lives, those with differing opinions and those who are like-minded, because that's the world we live in and the world in which we have the ability to transform lives. Now, how do you see this truth that transforms working in your life? Let's pray for that transformation in Christ. Dear Lord, give us grace to remember God is always with all of us. Grant us the gentleness, compassion, and respect to transform, to remind ourselves to be as one through our words and through our actions. In Jesus' name, amen.